first thing that God reveals about himself in Scripture is not that he is loving, holy, omnipotent, gracious, generous, or giving, but he is the Creator God. The Bible's first words are, "In the beginning, God created." We are all made in the image of God. God is the ultimate creator. Doubt that? Just look around you. Look at the people to your left of you. And the right. Look in the mirror. Who could create so many different sizes, shapes, and colors of people? Look at the sunrise, the sunset, the mountains, the oceans, the animals. A Bible study I've been reading is from a book titled Called to Create. It tells of different people that God had called to use their creativity for the good of others. This creativity they knew God had blessed them with. C.S. Lewis had this vision of a faun carrying an umbrella and parcels in a snowy forest. Years later, when he became a Christian, he decided to write a story around it. When Aslan bounded into the picture, it all came together. J.R.R. Tolkien and Lewis were part of a group called the Inklings, who were made up of Christian men that met regularly and encouraged one another. In Tolkien's life, something happened to make him afraid that he would not be able to finish his book, Lord of the Rings. With the encouragement of the other men, he did finish it. I love to draw and paint. I love to create art. It's who God made me to be. I pray that God will help me use the talent he has given me for his glory. Currently working on a children's book right now that I know God has called me to illustrate. God amazes me with all his creation and all that he does. Who would think by sending his son to die for each and every one of us, that would save us? Who are we? He didn't have to create us. He could have just stopped with the animals, but God didn't want that. He wanted people that he could have a real relationship with. When God sacrificed his only son, it wasn't just a ritual, it was personal. He loves us so much that he was willing for his son to die for us. And Jesus loves us so much that he was willing to be that sacrificial lamb and die for us. But that's not the end of the story. He rose again and lives. He lives in each of us. So share this meal with me as we remember his sacrifice for how deeply he loves us.